when the budget came in last year that the amount of money that was proposed for the roads across the country had been cut. The minister said, oh no, it's just removed one side, etc., etc., and that not at all, they're not cutting them on the amount of money for the roads. However, in correspondence between the Irish Asphalt Producers Association, which are basically the people, the companies across the country that produce the tar that goes on the roads, they have been in contact with the Transport Infrastructure Ireland just to get a view as to what's happening into the future, and they do that every year. And they have been told by them that local authorities have been instructed not to go to tender without prior approval. And the reason they give for that is because, and I have it in an email between the two bodies here, that the profile that they have for expenditure exceeds funding available. So unfortunately, the consequence is that there will be a significant number of schemes that cannot progress to construction stage in the current year. Now, a lot of this is road overlays where we see, you know, tar and across roads that have already, I suppose, deteriorated over the years. But there's also some parts of this which will be motorway, which would be areas around where we would have bad junctions or bad bends, that they'd be doing work on those for to try and make them safer, etc., etc. And a lot of that money has been cut. We've heard of a figure of approximately 40 million has been mentioned in some of these emails, but we don't have clarification yet, and I'm writing to the Minister today to get full clarification as to what exactly is the situation.
The condition of roads, Deputy, is something that's been long discussed at this stage, and of course the drama surrounding the N17 as well, the state, yep, of that, the state of disrepair that road has kind of fallen into, and how dangerous that road is becoming. So what's going to happen next? Obviously you said you'd be in touch with the Minister to seek an answer, but where to from here?
Well, basically what we need to do is we need to ensure that the adequate funding that was supposed to be there for the projects that they have in the streamline comes forward, that money is produced for to get this work done. As I say, a lot of it is overlay, a lot of it is motorways, a lot of it is also collision danger places where there's a lot of collisions on roads, and we need to see all that done. You mentioned the N17, that's an obvious example of a road which is in very poor condition, where we have a lot of accidents, where we have a lot of people, you know, having collisions, some of them quite serious, and people have been killed on them. And a lot of that is down to the condition of the road as well as the driver behaviour. But we also, of course, have a lot of our small minor roads, our backcountry roads, which are in very, very poor condition and are disintegrating in front of our eyes. And really what needs to happen there is we need to get the overlay, and to do that, the local authorities need to get the funding for it. And it appears, from what I see in this correspondence, very clear that Transport Infrastructure Ireland has not been given the money by government for to provide to the local authorities to do that work.